So I invite you to nest in, to gift yourself the opportunity of a soft landing into this moment. Maybe taking a few breaths, and with each exhalation, inviting a releasing and a relaxing in the body. Resting into the support that's beneath and behind you. Sitting with dignity in a way that balances ease and alertness. Coming home to the moment and coming home to the body sitting here in this moment. And for many of us, when we sit with the body, there are many things that come along with this sitting. We may be sitting with our story of the body. Our history of the body. Our feared future of the body. We might be sitting with our judgments, our aversions, our comparisons, our worries, our resentments of the body. In addition to the sensations, the felt sense experience of the body in the moment. The experience of the body can feel quite complex, quite challenging. And it often has a sense of imperfection, permanence, and what's happening in the body can often feel quite personal. And if any of these additional elements or flavors or feelings are here with the body, that's okay. We're not going to specifically work with or unpack any of that in this sitting. It's just an opportunity as we begin to acknowledge what might be here. To bring our compassionate awareness to how difficult it can be to sit with the body for so many of us. And today I'll be guiding or inviting a particular way of exploring the experience of the body. But invite you to bring your awareness to the crown of the head. And we'll be gently sweeping awareness down through the body, and in this first sweep, I invite you to be aware of the felt sense, the perception of skin, this outer layer of the body. Just noticing skin as your awareness melts across the skull and down into the face, noticing skin on the scalp. And the ears, the head and the face, not being too wrapped up in whether the skin is young or old, beautiful or not beautiful, even healthy or unwell, just noticing skin. letting your awareness wash into the neck, the throat, just noticing the body's skin. However this might be perceived in this moment, in the neck and throat, and then letting awareness wash down into shoulders. Noticing skin here. Felt sense of skin along right and left arms. Maybe aware of the place where the skin is met by air or clothing. And feeling skin on hands, fingers, thumbs, bringing your awareness back up to the top of the torso, and continuing this exploration of the body as skin. Front of the torso, the back body, chest and abdomen, the torso is skin. Tuning in to the body from the outside in this way, body as skin. Bringing your awareness down into the pelvic region, noticing pelvis and buttocks simply as skin. Letting awareness wash down the right and left leg, tuning into any perceptions of the legs as skin, letting that awareness melt down into feet and toes, as skin. And we'll sweep through the body a second time, beginning at the soles of the feet. And this time, I'll invite you to tune in to a felt sense of the body as flesh. In a very simplified way, tuning into everything in the body that lies between skin and bones. So tuning into just the meatiness of the body. The body is flesh, starting with the feet. Feeling the feet as flesh. And beginning to sweep your awareness upwards through the legs, noticing the legs as flesh, everything between skin and bones in the lower leg. The upper legs, just noticing any perception of the legs as flesh, this broad category for the body. Bringing awareness into the pelvic region, noticing this part of the body as flesh. Bringing your awareness upwards into the lower torso, tuning into all that's here between skin and bones as flesh, opening to any perception in the abdominal region, in the chest, in the back body, any perceptions of the body as flesh. Feeling the fingers and the hands as flesh. The arms. The shoulders. Simply as flesh. Sweeping awareness up through the neck and the throat. Tuning in to a sense of the body as flesh. And the head, the face is flesh. Flesh between skin and skull. Flesh inside the skull. We'll do a third sweep of the body. Beginning at the crown of the head and working our way downward. Noticing the body as bone. Noticing the skeleton. Noticing the skull, the jaw, body is bone. The vertebra in the neck. Shoulder blades, melting awareness down the arms, noticing the arms as bone. The hands, the fingers, the thumbs as bone. bringing awareness back up to the torso and noticing the chest, the abdomen, the back body as bone. Melting awareness down into the pelvic region and the buttocks, and noticing this part of the body is simply as bone. Sweeping awareness into the lower body and tuning in to any perceptions of the right and left legs as bone. Upper and lower legs. Ankles, feet and toes as bone. And then beginning to sweep your awareness upwards, beginning in the feet and with the toes, noticing the body as these three simple ingredients of skin, flesh, and bone. The legs, skin, flesh, and bone. The pelvic region, simply skin, flesh, and bone. Inviting your awareness into the torso, the lower torso, the chest, front and back, sides of the body, feeling the three-dimensionality of the torso as skin, flesh, and bone. Sweeping your awareness through the fingers, hands, and arms, tuning in to any perceptions of this region of the body, as skin, flesh and bone, just these three simple ingredients. And sweeping up through shoulders and neck and throat. The body is skin, flesh, and bone. And completing the sweep. Washing your awareness upwards through the face, and the head, tuning in to this part of the body, the skin, flesh, and bone. And in these final moments of our practice, just resting in a felt sense of the body as a whole. Bringing a compassionate curiosity to noticing what the experience of the body is in this moment. Maybe also tuning in to what's the quality of mind and heart? No expectations, just curiosity. Observing what's here. It's like this. Just like this. Letting your experience be just as it is. Letting yourself be just as you are, just for now. So, a somewhat different way of practicing today, and as we're moving into exploring these messengers, these heavenly messengers, they are primarily experiences in the body in many ways. Or their experience is happening in reaction to what's happening in the body. So, in the coming weeks, we'll be playing with some different ways of practicing in the body, with the body. You know, the body has its own experiences. It has its highs, its lows, its in-betweens, its times of health, its times of being compromised or challenged. And we can certainly tend to and care for the body, which is a skillful, compassionate thing to do. And in many ways, you know, we can't train or control the body in the way that we think we can. We actually, as challenging and hard to believe as this can be at moments, we actually have greater capacity to train the mind. Our practice is always pointing us towards, you know, training the mind, training how we meet the moment. And, you know, the pain of what's happening in the body is met by the mind. And this is where our formula, that formula we visit so often, shows up again. S equals P times R. And what we really work with again and again in all these different ways is everything that falls into that element of the R, of the resistance. So we work with the fear or the grief or the frustration or the helplessness or the anger, the disappointment, the impatience that we might have with what's happening in the body. And with those three ingredients that we talked about, the three characteristics we talked about a couple weeks ago, you know, in that pithy little statement of not perfect, not permanent, not personal. The imperfection is often a translation for the Pali word dukkha, which is often translated as suffering, which gets very complicated in how we think about suffering in our Western world and Western minds. So imperfection is a nice translation of that. And imperfection, you know, is might be thought of as we don't get what we want. So we don't get the job, the partner, the prize. It's like the cumulative losses and disappointments of a human life. Or we get what we don't want. So we get the illness, the diagnosis, the tax bill, you know, the email. Or we're not able to hold on to what we have. You know, the youth, the health, our life, it's all slipping away. And so one of the lessons of the messengers, I had a teacher who once said, and I couldn't remember which one, but the messengers teach us you have a choice and you're not in charge. So it's like the body is often a great teacher of, I am not driving the bus. The body is doing all kinds of things that I don't have control over, and good and bad things. Like, thank God the body doesn't have to wait for me to remember to breathe or to digest or to, you know, for the heart to beat. It's like if I had to put that on my to-do list, it probably wouldn't get done so well. And it's doing all kinds of other things. It's producing malignant cells that arise and sometimes die and sometimes accumulate. It's, you know, it's producing different hormones or chemicals or not producing things, you know, that arcs us through large life experiences like menopause or, you know, less dramatic experiences like the common cold. So the body is just doing its thing. And as we turn towards exploring these experiences, we start to grasp that, oh, like, it's almost like the ownerless nature of existence. It's like life is happening and we're not really the owner of that, but we can relate to it. And we're really practicing to be in the reality rather than the imagined reality or the echoes of reality, the mental fabrication of reality. So the body is really a rich place, to practice. And as we start to try to practice with reality, one of the things we start to see are all the mental strategies we have for not being with reality. You know, all the ways we try to protect ourselves, that we actually try to keep suffering at arm's length. We're really good at this. And, you know, we might get really busy. We might withdraw and retreat. We might get very anxious. We might get really irritated or irritable or agitated. You know, there's so many ways that we try to fend off the world. And actually what's really quite striking is that the paradox ultimately is that if we don't touch the suffering, we don't touch life. So the gift of turning into the skid, in a way, you know, it's like when you're driving and your car skids on ice, it feels so counterintuitive, doesn't it, to turn into the skid to right your car, you know? And in many ways, that's what we're doing with these messengers, like to actually turn toward contemplating, connecting with, like getting intimate with aging, illness, and dying. Is what wakes us up. It actually enlivens us. And there can be this surprising contentment through the connection, not the content of what's happening, but the connection with what's happening, even when what's happening is difficult. Angie Stevens, a teacher I had years ago, said, "We don't have enough confidence in suffering." She says it shakes us up, it wakes us up. You know, it's such an interesting concept. We don't have enough confidence in suffering. And then we also don't have enough confidence in our capacity to work with or be with suffering. You know, and what our practice lets us work with are the layers. Because what happens is we often don't actually touch our vulnerability. We often only get to the layer of touching our fear of our vulnerability. And so we lovingly in our practice work with the layers to try to touch those tender places that are actually most alive in us. Our vulnerability is actually the place we're most alive. And it's also the place that offers a portal to the deepest connection with other beings. And if we can't be with our own vulnerability, we actually can't be with another's vulnerability. So that's where we're going to go. This is our last prelude, and then I've been playing with next time we're going to step into aging. But with this practice, what I want to invite, because this is sort of a prelude into aging, and we'll do one more practice next time that'll dovetail well, is we often take the body really personally. You know, my knee, or my back, you know, my herniated disc, whatever it is that's like not working in our bodies. And there's many ways of exploring bodies. And today was just one. And sometimes it helps to sort of simplify the view of the body so that it feels a little less personal. So you might with each other just share, what was it like to contemplate the body as three simple, rather unscientific ingredients? I get flesh is not, for those of you with deep medical training, flesh is pretty broad, but it can be very helpful. Just skin, flesh, and bones. You know, what's it like to view the body in this way? And there's more complicated versions. There's actually a practice of contemplating the 32 parts of the body. This is like three ingredients of the body. But just to shift our relationship with what it is to be in a body. And so you might reflect on this practice if it speaks to you in your breakout group, or to anything else that I've touched on today, and we'll just have a short share. And and I don't know, Jaina, if it'll work for you to join the group by phone. If it doesn't, you're welcome to stay in this space with me. Welcome back. Welcome back. So I'll just see if there's anything that wants to be briefly shared about what you're discovering. Yeah, beautiful. So I would invite you, you know, this week, you might even just play a little bit with perceiving the body in this simpler, broader brush of skin, flesh, and bones. There might be one of those that resonates with you more. You know, sometimes I'll play with practicing with the skeleton. I carry the skeleton with me throughout the day, like, you know, walking around and just having a sense of, you know, the body is just sort of these elements that come together, and it's like we have this body on loan. We incarnated and came together, and at some point it'll, you know, die, and what we are will sort of degrade again and be part of the wider world of elements. And so one of the ways that I sometimes tap into that is, you know, through these three ingredients the skeleton's sort of the most internal part, the skin's the most external part, and, you know, everything in the middle. But sometimes just playing with one element, you know, I'll be making dinner and it's like, oh, a skeleton making dinner. You know, what would that be like? It's like just a little less personal. And just see, you know, and it might not appeal to you, and that's fine too. You know, part of what I'll offer over the coming weeks is just a menu of ways of exploring the body as we enter this territory that's often quite complicated and tender for many of us. Yeah, it's quite a journey to age, and to witness others aging, you know, so we're practicing with this internally and externally. So I wish you a gentle week.